The original research article entitled Exploring DNA Methylation, Telomere Length, Mitochondrial DNA, and Immune Function in Patients with Long COVID was authored by Pauli and Godderis et al. From the Katholieke Universiteit Leuven in Belgium. It was published in February 2025 in BMC Medicine. This study explored potential biological mechanisms underlying long COVID, including telomere length, mitochondrial DNA content, global DNA methylation, cytokine expression, and blood markers to better understand its pathophysiology. This study included a prospective cohort of 358 adults who were diagnosed with COVID-19 between March 2020 and March 2022. The sample included 328 patients who had been hospitalized with COVID-19, 130 requiring intensive care admission, and 30 ambulatory patients. Participants were followed up 4 to 12 months after initial infection and completed the modified DePaul Symptom Questionnaire, DSQ. 207 participants also agreed to undergo additional biological testing at follow-up, and blood samples were collected from these participants. Analysis of the DSQ identified symptom clusters that persisted beyond 2 months: PEM fatigue, cognitive dysfunction, autonomic dysfunction, visceral problems, neurological symptoms, and immune disturbances. 127 participants exhibited moderate to severe symptoms in at least one cluster and were defined as having long COVID. 231 participants did not exhibit significant symptoms in any cluster and were designated asymptomatic controls. More women than men were in the long COVID group. The time since infection and the severity of initial infection were not associated with the likelihood of ongoing symptoms. The PM fatigue cluster was the most prevalent, 15.9%, and reflected hallmark ME/CFS symptoms such as post-exertional malaise, fatigue, sleep dysfunction, and pain. While there were no significant differences in biological markers between the long COVID group as a whole and asymptomatic controls, subgroup analysis revealed differences between the PEM fatigue group and controls. Participants in the PEM fatigue cluster had significantly higher troponin T levels, shorter telomeres, and lower mitochondrial DNA content compared to asymptomatic controls. These results suggest that cardiac issues and accelerated biological aging may be factors in long COVID. There were no significant group differences in inflammatory markers, including CRP and 14 cytokines, challenging the hypothesis that systemic inflammation is a driver of long COVID. The authors recommend that future research should focus on grouping long COVID patients by symptoms to improve understanding. Additionally, research should investigate biological factors like cardiac involvement and telomere shortening as potential risk factors and identify specific targets for developing personalized treatments.